My first thought, obviously, was with my family and friends, because everyone, my entire family is in Mumbai. I was just concerned about that first. But, you know, as soon as I found out that my family and friends were safe, I found out that they were targeting tourists, it definitely made me wonder, if they'd planned it in such a way, because in November and December, or at least towards this time, Thanksgiving, on to Christmas, and probably the first half of January are really important and big tourist times. You know, there'll be a lot of foreigners in Mumbai. And, you know, it definitely is something that I guess they probably tried to target just to make a bigger impact.
And it's a big tourist time because the weather is favorable, right?
The weather is fabulous at this time. So, you know, if you want to escape the Iowa winter or your New York winter, India's a great place to go, except, of course, when terrorists strike.
So how are you following this story, being in the smack dab in the middle of Arcon?
So I'm just constantly calling my parents and my family back in Mumbai and just talking to them over and over again. And in addition to that, just following it online, looking at all the news stories and different blogs. And there are a lot of really good sources online that, you know, during the entire crisis gave us pretty much an hour-by-hour update on what was going on. So often it seemed like I knew more about what was happening than people in Mumbai themselves.
I see online that you received your undergrad degree from Grinnell. I'm wondering if once people that you have met through your college career learned about this and knew that you were from Mumbai, I'm assuming that your cell phone has an extraordinary amount of minutes on it.
Yeah, I've been getting calls. It's really nice. I've been getting calls and emails from people at the University of Iowa right now, as well as people I'd gotten to know over the years of being in the U.S. Everyone was concerned about my family and me. And it's really touching. You know, it's nice to know that you can be halfway across the world, your home and your family can be under threat, and you can still have a great support system in a place that is, you know, still a foreign land.
Are you old enough to remember the previous attack in Mumbai?
Are you talking about the ones in 92?
Yeah.
Yes, I am old enough to remember the attacks in 92. Those actually were really bad because it consumed a lot more of the city. It just hadn't hit South Mumbai, which is where the terrorists focused their attacks this time. So South Mumbai is basically the Manhattan of India, so to speak, and it's where, you know, the upper class and the rich people live. And I think in 92, most of that had gone completely untouched. So in a way, we were sheltered, but, you know, it's hard to not know about it and not see everything and hear about it when the rest of the city was still burning.
Are your family able to freely go about their business now, or is there still sort of a shutdown in that area?
So for the most part of it, I think things have resumed. My dad was working again. My mom was out and about. But I think some areas, there's still curfew. People I know are visiting the sites of damage, so the Taj Mahal Hotel and the other hotels that were hit. There's a lot of people just going there to see what's going on and if there's any way they can help. I think for the most part of it, the city, you know, is back up on its feet like it always is.
I read online that you intend to return in February. Might you move that up?
I have been very tempted, but it looks like I might be graduating in May, so I really have so much work to finish. If, you know, like I said, if I could, I would take the next flight home. That's all I was thinking of during this entire crisis, that I really want to just go back home, give my parents a hug, make sure everyone's fine, just be there with them during this entire crisis. But the soonest I can go home is February. If there was any way I could move it up, I definitely would.
Sorry that this happened in your city, but thank you for providing some perspective for our listeners in regards to this. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think it's just, you know, it's a shame that in this day and age, so many people have to still live with this kind of violence and have to be afraid of their lives, and, you know, while just doing daily things, walking around, getting on with their daily lives. That's one thing. We never quite worry about things blowing up or people indiscriminately shooting us, and it's nice to be secure. It would be great if more people could feel the same way like we do.